Unit 1. Mastering Reading. Page 16.
Look out! Here come the super tasters. We've all met picky eaters. People who are so turned off by certain foods that they'd rather go hungry than eat them. If you think these people are just spoiled and stubborn, think again. It turns out that a distaste for certain foods may have more to do with biology than with personality. Researchers have found that some people really are more sensitive to taste than others. They've even given them a name, super tasters. Just what is it that makes super tasters so picky? If you examine your tongue in the mirror, you'll notice lots of small red bumps. These are your taste buds, and some people have more of them than others. Super tasters have a much higher density of taste buds than most people, and that's what makes them taste things so intensely. Dr. Linda Bartoshuk, a researcher at Yale University, has divided people into three types of tasters. Super tasters make up about 25% of the population. Medium tasters, those with an average number of taste buds, make up about 50%. They will enjoy just about any type of food, as long as it is prepared properly. And the remaining 25%? They are called non-tasters. With the fewest taste buds of all, non-tasters find most foods neither particularly good nor bad and honestly don't see what all the fuss is about. Being a super taster has its drawbacks. If something doesn't taste good, they simply cannot eat it. This can make a bad impression on others, especially if the super taster is a dinner guest. It also means that super tasters tend to avoid some very healthy foods, such as spinach, broccoli, and cabbage, which they find too bitter. However, green vegetables are needed to help protect the body against certain types of cancer. In fact, vegetables are so vital to our health that scientists are trying to develop chemicals that can block their bitter taste so that super tasters will be able to eat them. Yet, in many ways, super tasters are lucky. They get a lot of pleasure from the foods they do like and avoid some unhealthy foods. For example, extremely sweet and fatty foods like chocolate and ice cream. Those goodies that most of us spend our lives trying to resist usually turn their stomachs. As a result, super tasters tend to be slim and are less likely than others to suffer from high cholesterol or heart disease. You won't find many smokers or alcoholics among them either, since super tasters tend to dislike the taste of cigarettes and alcohol. So the next time you come across someone wrinkling their nose at a perfectly delicious meal, remember, that person may not be spoilt or picky. They just might be a super taster, living in a world where tastes are intense to a degree that most of us can't begin to imagine. Are you a super taster? You can do a simple test to find out. Just spread some ordinary blue food colouring onto the front part of your tongue. Then, using a magnifying glass, count the number of taste buds that are coloured blue in an area of about half a square centimetre. If you have over 20 taste buds, you're a super taster. Anything under 6 makes you a non-taster, and numbers in between mean you're a medium taster.